I discovered how I write by chance. My first novel I had written as if I were indulging in a secret love affair, waking early to spend time with my laptop, typing late into the night, snatching moments whenever I could to be with my beloved. It worked for that first novel, but it wasn't a practical way to write full time, not with children and a house to run and a dog to walk. Like an affair, I was emotionally burned out, not able to sustain that level of emotional intensity. It wasn't physically sustainable either. Before the first novel, I'd written and edited non-fiction, but that had involved a lot of different actions such as interviewing, gathering research material, commissioning other writers and so on. Of course I wrote at my desk, but not for the long sessions my second novel required. I developed arthritis in my wrists, and my neck and shoulder muscles seized up after hours writing hunched over the keyboard. The novel wasn't coming easily either. I was frightened I was going to be a one-hit wonder, wrecked mentally and physically on the notoriously difficult second novel. In desperation, I rented a cottage near the Dorset coast, hoping that a week away with nothing else to do would kick-start the novel. Late January, cold and raw outside. Cold and raw inside too. The cottage was a glorified outhouse with no insulation and a solitary log burner for warmth. I moved the table as near to the log burner as I could without bursting into flames and wrote, body seizing up with cold despite the layers of clothing I'd piled on. Everything hurt. In the end, I went to bed. Fully clothed and with the electric blanket on, I gradually thawed. It was not unpleasant, being heated gently both from the electric blanket below and above from the heat of the laptop perched across my thighs, rather like being a toasted panini. Even better, as I nested like a dormouse with all the pillows and cushions I could find, I discovered that I could support my arms, shoulders and neck in just the right position to stop strain and tension. And this is now how I write. In bed, with my laptop on one of those TV dinner trays with a beanbag underneath, and my arms and back supported with pillows. There are some refinements since the week in the cottage. For example, I no longer use a wireless mouse, because if you accidentally knock it over the edge of the bed, the tethering cable comes in handy to reel it back in. Perhaps because of the links between bed and dreaming, I only do creative work in bed. Writing, planning, plotting. Leaving the desktop computer for other writing tasks, such as research or editing. One is for work, the other for play. In summer, I lie on the bed. In winter, in it, with a shawl around my shoulders, rather like the wolf in Little Red Riding Hood who has eaten Granny. It's not a good look, but it works for me.